You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. To business success. Today we are speaking with Evan Ramsire, managing partner of Vestacor Advisors, a company that works with small and mid-market business owners to maximize the value of their businesses. Kevin, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and good morning to you. So first of all, tell me about your work as a mergers and acquisitions advisor for starters.
Sure. Well, I've been working with business owners, helping them solve complex financial planning issues since 93. I entered a senior executive role and worked with a large global financial firm. And soon after that, became very interested early in my career in angel investing and building high growth businesses. And I was lucky enough to be part of some great companies. We had a handful of exits on our own. And one of those companies I eventually became CEO of, and we began being courted by some private equity firms, and I interviewed a lot of companies that could help us with the sale. And having a background there, I just decided to roll up my sleeves and do it myself. And a tremendous amount of work to do it right, but I just had a knack for it. And soon after that, other closely held businesses within my network began asking for help to do what I did in my businesses. And eventually those calls became so frequent that we started Vestacor Advisors, and we're growing really quickly. And today we focus on lower and middle market businesses in a variety of industries, and we work closely with our client CPAs and financial advisors and attorneys to kind of create the ideal dream team to help them find their buyer.
Now, I understand that you work with business owners quite a bit. When business owners are looking to improve their businesses for a future sale, what do you tell them to focus on?
It's a good question, the first part of this may sound odd, but we first tell them to focus on themselves, actually, their mindset, basically. We want them to go into this knowing exactly why they are selling the business in the first place. And we also want to know exactly what they're going to do when they don't have to come into work anymore. So having that kind of vision of the next chapter in their life, what that looks like, it's really powerful. We also ask them from a mindset perspective is making sure that they have the proper expectations for the sale. So that's the first thing. I think the next step is to really look at the people inside the business outside of the ownership. I really believe that the most overlooked asset in every single business are the people that are employed there. So we want to make sure that they've created a strong management team that will make a great impression to a potential buyer. And then after that's in place, we like to follow a dollar through the company, so to speak, and we challenge everything. And it's a really amazing process. So we kind of start with marketing, and we look at how that can be leveraged to bring in better results very quickly. Then we look at sales, more importantly, the sales process. Lots of businesses are hugely inefficient with their sales process, so we really focus there. And, you know, it's amazing, but there's only two ways to increase sales. You get more new clients, or you get more business from existing clients. So we really spend some time formulating a strategy to accomplish that. Then we move on to operations, standard operating procedures. Do they have kind of documentation of all internal processes? Because we know from experience that this, we call it operational collateral, the narrative behind how you do what you do can be very powerful in negotiating a sale. Then we move over to customer service, and you know, we know that it's usually not what a company produces, but it's really about how they make people feel that can make all the difference. So we focus on that. And then last but certainly not least, and this is an area where most buyers put the most emphasis, this all translates to financials. So we make sure that we can improve other parts of the business that kind of flow to the bottom line, so to speak. So we start off by the mindset, the people, following a dollar through the organization, and then we actually conduct a mock due diligence. So we're doing this every day with our new clients, and we find that kind of sets the stage and prepare them. And hopefully that answers your question.
Very, very well. Now, why is it important for business owners to keep the business's value in mind?
So I think the best answer to that is most of our clients, their net worth is in their business. So it's really essential to know what their business is worth. Now, for public companies, as we all know, it's easy. They can go to any financial website. You can see what the market is valuing the business. Closely held private businesses just don't have that luxury. So I think even more importantly than that is that when we get the owner and the management team focused on managing the business with value in mind, it leads to best practices that are really great strategies for any business to embrace, even if they're not planning on selling the business down the road. You know, it's an amazing fact that today roughly 50% of privately held businesses in most industries across the country will change ownership over the next decade. So these transactions tend to be emotional, time intensive, and they can have meaningful family legacy issues. So eventually every business owner has to develop a transition strategy, whether that's 10 years away or 10 months away. We really folks say that keeping value front and center is very, very important in any business.
Today we're joined by Kevin Ramseyer, managing partner of Vesticore Advisors, a company that works with small and mid-market business owners to maximize the value of their businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kevin, how can improving the way they manage their businesses now help them both in the short term as well as in the future?
So at Vesticore, we like to focus on what we call value drivers, and value drivers are the areas of a business that a typical buyer will tend to give more emphasis or weighting, and therefore, if they can be improved, then it can have a profound effect on the overall business value. So it just so happens that when a business focuses on these things, it actually improves the overall business operations in general. So they're great practices to deploy within any business. And we break out these value drivers into really four categories. Financial, people, operational, and last but not least, our growth opportunities. On the financial side, we spend a lot of time here because this is the big one. Larger companies tend to get higher valuations, so we want our clients to focus on a handful of really important areas here. Size of revenue is one of them. How are we growing the top line on a daily basis? Historical and projected EBITDA. Revenue stability, this is really important and sometimes overlooked, but how predictable are the revenues going forward? And then we look at a lot of the basic financial metrics like margin percentages, return on assets, and other key performance indicators that we tend to look at. The second area is people, and I mentioned this earlier, but it's really one of the most overlooked pieces of the puzzle in closely held businesses. So we ask, you know, what is the caliber of the team that's running the business? Are they all on board with future growth opportunities and share the same vision of the business? Because obviously the right people can immediately change the entire dynamics of an organization. The third area of a value driver is more operational in scope, and this is all about processes and areas for creating more efficiencies throughout the business. We talked about following a dollar through the business and how critical that is, but we like to use this process to uncover weak spots that need fixed, that and documented and then measured, and ultimately creating a very detailed kind of SOPs for every action in the company. And the final area that we don't see a lot of business owners create broad narratives around are growth opportunities. And we want to identify the three most important growth opportunities within the business and then create a strategy to aggressively pursue those opportunities as a unified team within the organization. And sometimes these can include geographical expansion, acquisition of key targets in different markets, and or growing out an entirely new product or service. But having a very compelling narrative for these opportunities can really impact value when someone is looking at the business as a potential acquisition. But I really think that the key takeaway here is that business owners need to work every day to build a strong case for revenue surety. And this can only be done with discipline and focus on measuring and improving the key drivers of the business. And the stronger that the business can defend future earnings potential, the stronger the case for high valuation. And that's what every business owner should always try to build.
Some great advice there. What would you say are some typical things a business can do to increase its value?
Wow, that's a great one. Although every industry, obviously, and every business that we work with are a little different from one another, but there's certainly some things that we've seen that can have a dramatic impact on valuations. And we have kind of looking at a five-step process to increase valuation, and I'll skim over these, but they'll The first one is really taking a hard look at the state of the company, really overall health of the company. That would include a detailed narrative on the expertise of the company, the production capabilities, the product and service capabilities that they're offering, their geographical reach and market share, the selling proposition. You know, too many companies focus on how they can be better than the competition, but they don't always often look at ways that they can also be different. We've mentioned the management team, the cost structure, the margins, the growth rates. We just want to create a very strong case for where the company sits now. The second part of that would be, I call it the state of the competition. And it's similar to what we just mentioned with the state of the company, but it really takes your top three competitors and you undergo a similar exercise as we just kind of discussed for the state of the company. We want to know where the competition sits relevant to us. The third step in that process would be looking at all these things and then benchmarking the results. Every company needs to analyze their strengths and weaknesses by comparing results to some industry or specific standards. And we like owners to benchmark the company against three really criteria: past performance of the company itself. We like to benchmark it compared to main competitors and then to industry averages. So those three things, we kind of like to benchmark the results to see where we're at or where we're improving. Then what we would do is, after we go through that process, the fourth step in this would be to rank the issues. So after we go through this, we're going to find some holes or some opportunities for improvement. So what we'll do then is, we know that companies that, get higher valuations tend to exhibit much stronger averages in key metrics than the industry as a whole. So we want to pick the areas that are most important and create a framework to discuss all possibilities for improvement. And we try to narrow that list down to 3 to 5 major actions. And some of those might be, EBITDA growth or improvements to gross margins, market share opportunities, or closing ratio within our sales force. Some of these things that we can really put metrics on and measure. And then the final step is simple execution. And for each one of those 3 to 5 items, we want to track progress, like timeliness, costs, and accountabilities, and assign those to people on the team.
Lastly, why might it be important for a business to strive to increase its value even if they don't plan on selling their business?
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is it's really important for listeners to understand that typically valuations often come in the form of multiples on EBITDA. And all of the things that we discussed are really just a focus on the levers that can improve EBITDA, right? So a buyer is going to put a multiple on EBITDA typically to create a baseline value. And then all other parameters around EBITDA are just going to be serve as a justification to adjust that baseline for the buyer, whether that's up or down. But we know that improving EBITDA is critical, whether you plan to sell or not. So I think the whole practice of managing your business with an eye on value is very important for any business.
Certainly do appreciate your joining us today and giving us insight and advice on improving the value of our businesses. Tell us where folks can get more information about Vestacore Advisors online.
Sure. Thanks, Eric. You can reach us online at vestacore.com. That's VESTICOR.com. And all information about our company is there.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Ramsayer, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Ramsayer, managing partner of Vestacore Advisors, a company that works with small and mid-market business owners to maximize the value of their business. And once again, the website of reference is vestacore.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.